So you were there for a while?
Yes.
And then what did you do?
And then I came back to Zapata.
After how many,
About 6 months. Yes. And I was elected county commissioner.
And what did you do as county commissioner?
We didn't have much to do in those days here, but we used to repair roads, lateral roads, and the streets there. We didn't have much money at that time. Yes.
So, as county commissioner then, did you do some of the work yourself?
Yes, not much. I had 3 or 4 men working for me.
And y'all went out and...
Yeah, went out, repair roads and bridges. We had little bridges on those little arroyos. And then I resigned in 1933 and went to work for the State Livestock Commission.
And what did you do for them?
I used to go out to ranches and inspect cattle. And we used to dip those cattle, and we had a place there where they go through the water there with... we're trying to get rid of the ticks. We used to have a lot of ticks here. The cattle used to have a lot of ticks. And we were trying to eradicate the gnats. I think they are... I worked for about 16 years.
Doing that?
Yes.
What did that take you into in a big area around on the ranch?
Well, I used to go, yes, most all the county. I used to go to all the ranches in the county.
Tell me about some of the ranches here. I wanted to go out on one here, but I haven't been able to find anyone who knows much about them from the people I talked to. Tell me about the people that live on the ranches.
Well, in those days, there were many people who were living on the ranches. They used to run their own ranches, the owners. They used to ride horses. They used to run cattle.
So
the deep and bad, we used to go every 14 days. We used to go to a ranch. We were about 8 or 10 inspectors. We had certain areas, and sometimes we get 2 or 3 at the same time to go to a certain ranch and help those people run up cattle.
Well, now, do the families that own the ranches now run the ranches?
Yes. But there are very few people now living on the ranch now. Most of the people now live in town or live in the city, and they just come and they just go to the ranch in the morning and come back in the evening. And
why is that? Why is that changed?
I don't know. They changed. I don't know why.
Is that maybe it's easier to get to the ranches
now? Yes, because in those days they didn't have much We didn't have any automobiles or pickups or anything like that. They have to ride horses in those days. Now they bought pickups, and it will take just about maybe 15, 20 minutes to go to a ranch, or maybe half an hour. So all depends on the distance.
Well, how big is a ranch around?
No, just about a couple of houses, 2 or 3 houses.
And how much land is
there? They are different. There are different sizes. Some got 2,000 acres, some got more than 4,000 or 5,000. Some used to be big ranches, about 19,000 to 20,000 acres. But they are all divided now among the heirs or people that bought part of the ranches. And
so they aren't even that big?
No, they're in a big ranch now. They are, most are around 2,000, 2,500, maybe 3,000 acres, 4,000. Maybe 1 or 2, 8 or 10,000 acres, but not many.
And